You're listening to the Weekend Breakfast on 702, live at the Ugu Sports and Leisure Center with the KwaZulu-Natal Department of Economic Development, Tourism and Environmental Affairs.
It is 14 minutes to go before we get to 9 o'clock, and still sticking with what's happening in the arts. Queertopia Festival returns, and our guest is, of course, the co-founder of Queertopia, Andiswa Dlamini. Good morning to you, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. Thanks, Andiswa. I'm in Ugu in KwaZulu-Natal, and the weather is lovely, and things are going to happen in KwaZulu-Natal. But let's get to Queertopia. Tell us a little more about Queertopia. What is Queertopia? And, you know, what does it entail and what does it hope to achieve?
Okay. Queertopia is an immersive, queer-centered festival that normalizes and celebrates our differences. It's basically a music festival for the LGBTI community. And it aims to, one, employ more queer local artists and bring them to the forefront, and just two, to celebrate our differences, to bring community together, to allow them to connect and network over a period of time, because we find that, like, we either have to wait once a month to engage with people in our community outside of our friendships and friends and family. And Queertopia just aims to have, like, a more consistent space, which is why it's a festival.
No, that's absolutely stunning. And especially, I think you'll agree with me that when we talk about safe spaces, and especially safe spaces that's accepting of the diversity that we have in the country, all too often we don't have those spaces, and more specifically safe spaces for everyone to engage in. And it's wonderful to have a place where you can be entertained, where you can be stimulated, where you can interact with people, isn't it?
Of course. I mean, safety is a priority in South Africa in general, but in our spaces, I think we aim at continuously investigating this sense of safety, what it feels like to be safe, both physically, mentally, emotionally, and Queertopia aims at doing that. So there's a couple of things that we've included in the festival that will speak to that as a topic.
The one thing that stands out for me is, all too often when I'm thinking specifically of Queertopia within this context, the immediate assumption would be that, no, it's for LGBTI and GNC persons, right? Only. It's from what you've described thus far, it sounds to me that it's a space of acceptance, and all are welcome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all are welcome. The A in LGBTQIA+ is for allies or asexual, but allies are allowed to come. So if you are respectful of our community, if you just are a person who is unique and just wants to be around uniqueness and people that just want to express themselves, that space is also designed for you. I mean, we highly say that you just have to be respectful of every single person that's in the space.
Of course.
It prioritizes queer bodies first, then it prioritizes cishet people. So, yeah, as long as you are respectful, all is welcome.
So what I wanted to check with you is, I mean, apart from, you know, the messaging, the purpose behind it, the people also just want to let their hair down, have some fun. What are some of the activities?
Yeah, so some of the activities, we've got some conversations that will be taking place. It's just a space where we try to hold place where people can just tell us their stories and hopefully find people that they relate to, so that not everyone who comes into that festival just leaves alone. You actually walk out having some form of friendships or start of friendships. We've also got a screening, so we'll be screening some documentaries, some queer documentaries. We've got a tattoo artist that's going to be in the space that will be tattooing alongside with our concept of affirmation. So the type of words or imagery that we will have for that tattoo space speaks to the affirmations of the space. And then, of course, we've got live music. We've got a conceptual store that's going to be happening as well. So there's quite a lot of things that's going to take place throughout the 2 days.
No, that's brilliant. And then in terms of attendance, how are people able to participate? How are people able to attend?
So tickets are available on Quicket. And people can also visit our Instagram page at Other Village People. And yeah, if anyone has any questions, they can just DM us and we'll answer those questions.
Excellent stuff. And I mean, the dates are, I see that it's a 2-day event. So it begins on the 10th of December, ending on the 11th of December.
Yes. So the 10th of December is a more high energy night or day experience. This is about celebration. This is about coming as you are. It's about your truest self. It's just high energy party space. And then day two is more like down tempo. So we just try to change the way we party. So day two, which is on the 11th, it's more live performances. It's slowing the heartbeat down. It's connecting even more. So we've just kind of built, try to think of energy and how to contrast energy. So we're starting off high energy and then ending off on a different wholesome level of energy.
I can see that. I mean, based on you know, what sort of the lineup looks like, because the 10th kicks off gently. Attendees will check in at Queertopia Welcome Center, where they will be orientated and reorientated and transported into the world of the festival. And then it kicks off. And then the next day, the second day, the Queertopia concert experience will conclude, an experimental lineup of local live acts and DJs. Deep listening, connection and joy over food and music. And what I loved was screenings and guided conversation circles will continue. So it really sort of just slows the pace, the pace of the heart, as you had highlighted.
Yeah, and I mean, we are also speaking to what it means to actually be transported. So Quetopia is like a reimagining of a country, right? So we are reorientating people to some kind of different time zone, and we will be shifting people's space in so many ways, be it lighting. Can't speak to everything unless you come to the festival, but there are some like really small nuances that will take place in Quetopia that will just readjust and refocus people to actually feel like they've traveled into something else.
No, that's absolutely stunning. Look, all the best, and may it be a successful event. And all the best to attendees, and may it be sold out, may it be full to the brims, and nothing but peace and joy.
Thank you so much. Have an amazing day.